Hello and welcome to the December 2018 monthly update audio presentation of Alter Aeon. I am the terror that flaps in the night, Shadowfax. Happy holidays from all of us here at Alter Aeon. Now that it is December, we are giving out our December Advent Calendar gifts. Make sure you log in every day of the month to receive your gift. Our Fall Festival event recently concluded. Once again, it was an amazing event run by Alter Aeon's top world builder, Morpheus. He is also large and in charge of our next event, the Winter Solstice. Our Winter Solstice event will begin on Friday, December 21st, and end on Saturday, January 5th. More information will be made available around December 19th via Event Show. In the meantime, there are many trees roaming across the world for you to slay, which may have something to do with the upcoming event. In November, we saw the following changes from Draconi. Campfires now provide a bonus to movement regen for characters that are not fighting, if the room isn't too hot already. Heraldry has been changed so wings can be added to non-winged beasts, for example, winged boars. Warrior combos no longer give parry or shield block bonuses unless you are wielding a weapon or wearing a shield, respectively. Most warrior power attacks are less effective at penetrating the armor of alert, healthy opponents, but receive heavy hit roll bonuses against enemies that are tripped, stunned, dazed, confused, demoralized, or have less than half their hit points. Jab and shield slam are more effective at stunning. Poison has been updated in such a way that makes it more effective at lowering the regeneration of high-level opponents. There have been adjustments to spell and skill trees, specifically to give all classes roughly the same number of critical spells and skills, and so that they are made available at intervals rather than at the same levels. This is an ongoing process, so expect more refinements in the future. The blue dart spell was changed so that when cast on oneself, it makes fiery blue darts that can be used as blowgun ammunition. Some shadow skills that previously could not be used while hidden now can, though most will unhide you. A describe command to show the insult, inventory, or fight and ground strings, and the long descriptions of objects and mobs. This display will also be used for the upcoming description list switch. Mine deposits are now owned by the group who prospected them and can only be excavated by the group that owns them. After about 10 minutes, the deposits become unowned and can be excavated by anyone. Denton and I made changes to the money market system to streamline it and make it more intuitive. I've also added some building tools, primarily suggested by Brock.
In Hawaiian, that means fish food!
Brock sent me a megaton of ideas while I was working on the bonus level system, and it took me a whole month to slog through them. For next month, due to differing opinions on the usefulness of player names being in the insult strings of crafted objects, Drock plans on adding the option to strip their names from crafted objects with the Craft Unname command. This will not use profession points or other resources, but will not be reversible. Both Drock and I are working on several level 38 spells and skills that are planned to be released as part of the Winter Solstice event, and I plan on adding more code to support ships and high seas adventuring. Also last month, the Caverns of Torment were released by Morpheus and Jamir. Drock is planning on releasing the Ishii province of Saboria sometime in December or January. If you have been wondering what Denton has been up to, he continues to work on infrastructure. Much of it is transparent to players, but our web server, account handling, and payment system are getting a much-needed update. Lastly, we are having a contest to win credits. I will announce the contest rules in another presentation this coming Monday, the 3rd of the month. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss out.